Well, my name is John Erling, and today's date is October 23rd, 2020. So, Robert, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Robert Harlan Henry.
And your date of birth?
April 3, 1953.
And your present age?
I am now 67.
All right. I'm in our offices here in Tulsa recording this. Where are you?
I'm in the offices of Witten and Burridge Attorneys in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All right. Robert, where were you born?
I was born in almost the center of Oklahoma in the wonderful town of Shawnee.
Yes.
Home of Shawnee Milling Company.
Right. And there are many notable people who came from Shawnee. I have a list here. Jack Bear, sports star. Dan Boren, son of David Boren. Joe Frank Cobb. Leroy Gordon Cooper, one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts.
Oh, yes. I remember when he did his orbit of the Earth, all the people of Shawnee turned their porch lights on that night. Oh. in hopes that he could, as he flew over that area, in hopes that all those lights would shine up, just a little beady piece of light that he might be able to see. But and then we named our vocational technical school after him, the Leroy Gordon Cooper Votech School.
Oh, okay. Robert Galbraith Jr. drilled the first oil well in Glenpool. Your cousin Brad, governor of Oklahoma, Kim Henry, you, of course.
Yes.
And then Brad Pitt, a little boy who went up, became an actor producer in Shawnee.
Yes, I hear that Brad says that Shawnee is a good place to be from.
Oh, well. And, well, there's a whole list here. I don't have time to all of them. But then, notable is Troy Smith, developer of Sonic Drive-Ins, opened the first one in Shawnee in 59.
Absolutely. And you talk about a guy who knew how to do it. He got it down to a fine science and built a really fine company and was quite a philanthropist. He gave a lot of money to various charities. But I remember going to the place that was the first Sonic, and one of the things they did was that we kids enjoyed was they put a peppermint candy in the little bag of food that you got, and the hamburgers tasted really good, but to our juvenile taste buds, that little peppermint candy really really sort of hit the spot.
That's cute. And you know, and during COVID, where people were hesitant to go to restaurants, Sonic and other drive-ins probably had an uptick in business because they could just, you know, drive into their car and not expose themselves. So that probably was an answer for many restaurant needs.
Well, it certainly has been for me, because there's one on the way to the office, and I stop there more than I stop anywhere else. And you know what? They still give the peppermint.
That's great. All right. I guess I better send you one in the mail at the end of this thing, right?